Hey everybody, I'm Allie Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries, and welcome to the Treasured Ministries podcast. Let's get started today. I want to derail that indecision in your life. You know, where you just get so confused that you don't know what to do, and so you freeze in doubt, and you just don't do anything. We want to get rid of that today by looking inside of what God's Word says about this. Now, for me, the times when I can struggle with indecision the most are when I'm waiting on God. In other words, when I'm sure that I heard God tell me to do something or that God wanted me to do something, but then it seems like there's this pause. And I'm waiting to see what God promised come to pass. Well, inside of that waiting season, what can happen is that I can start to waver and wonder, did I really hear from God? Did God really call me to do this? Did that dream that God put on my heart, was that real? Or was I just imagining things? And when you start to entertain those thoughts, doubt can make its debut. And when doubt makes its debut, it happens because of something called divided loyalty. Divided loyalty. Let me give you a picture of that. So if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I love my dogs, and I have two of them. I have a 70-pound boxer named Sadie and a 9-pound Havanese named Samson. And when we go on walks, which we do often because Samson lives for his walks, if I just let them go their own way, well, then my arms will get pulled like in two directions because Sadie will want to go chase squirrels and Samson will want to just head off and try to be the first and beat every dog that's on the street. And so what I have to do is I have to maintain the lead and I have to let these dogs know that I'm going to be the one leading them. And when that happens, we walk in unity and there's clarity of purpose and there's clear direction and I'm not getting pulled in all these different directions. Well, in similar fashion, when we let God lead us, and when we are loyal to His leadership in our life, in other words, when we're not getting distracted by, it's not going to be squirrels for us, but let's say a lack of finances, or when we're getting distracted by what other people are saying, maybe other doubters, or maybe we are don't see something happening yet, right? Like in a waiting season, then you know, instead of having that clear direction where we're just taking one step at a time, we can become very distracted when other things are pulling at us. And instead of moving forward, we actually freeze or just run around in worry circles and become very confused. Well, here's the thing. Nothing can make you doubt your dream more than when you're inside of what I call a holy pause. Now, a holy pause is that point in time between when God presents a promise or a vision or a dream to you, and then the time that you see it come to pass. And here's the truth. The truth is that inside of Scripture, we see this pattern emerging over and over again. God presents a vision, a dream, or a promise. And then there's this season where the promise hasn't come to pass yet, but the person who received that promise is in preparation mode. And he's in preparation mode. There's this holy pause, like I like to call it, when we're waiting on God to see it happen before finally we see God perform what he said he would do. We see this inside of Abraham's life as God came to Abraham and said that he was going to bless many nations through him and that through his offspring that he would build a nation. Well, it took a long time, years in fact, for him to see that offspring. We see that in the story of Noah. God called Noah to build an ark before he had even seen any rain. And it wasn't just a few days or 30 minutes. It was over 100 years before the floods came. We see this in Moses' life, that there was a season of waiting where he spent out in the desert before he began to lead the Israelites out into the promised land. There is a pattern that you and I see inside of Scripture. A promise or vision is given. Then there's a holy pause that lets us prepare for that time until we see God perform that vision and we see it come to pass. And here's the thing, though. We all experience those holy pauses. But inside of that holy pause, God can do really beautiful things. And that we may not see things like Noah didn't see the floods yet, right? God is working on us. He's preparing us for the purpose, for the promise. He is building faith in us. Holy pauses in our life can either build our faith or they can break our faith. And that's why it's important to keep our faith in God alone. You see, when holy pauses happen, sometimes we can get our eyes off of God and maybe put our faith inside of other things. Going back to Abraham's story, we see how he did that as he said, well, Sarah is not giving me any children. And then he ends up sleeping with Hagar, his maidservant, right? We take matters into our own hands. And this shifting happens because our souls have this shared devotion. Like Abraham, it wasn't that Abraham left God or said, I'm no longer going to follow you. Abraham still continued to follow God, but he also followed what his wife said, or probably what his desire said, or taking matters into his own hands. And so there's a divided loyalty that happens as our soul, we have our faith in God, but also in other things. Our faith in God and our finances, our faith in God and what other people are saying about us, our faith in God and seeing what God said come to pass, our faith in the dream builder, and our faith in the actual dream. This is what divided loyalty is. And when divided loyalty happens in our life, that's when we begin to doubt. And when we begin to doubt, all of a sudden, indecisiveness hits and a lack of faith happens. And we're really unable to receive from God because belief affects behavior. And oftentimes, God calls us to act on his word before we see. When the Israelites were crossing over into the promised land, God said to them, step in the water first, and then I'll part the Jordan River. He didn't part the waters first. And if we begin to operate in indecisiveness and doubt, we might pull back from acting. And many times, because faith and action walk hand in hand, it's our actions that will actually activate that promise from God. The book of James in chapter 1 says it this way. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is but divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything that we do. Did you catch that? Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Waiting seasons are hard. And all of a sudden, our hope can fade when we become double-minded and we might pull back. And when we pull back, we can't receive. Divided loyalty. Divided loyalty, that is what brings this shifting in our life, this indecisiveness, this doubt, this unsettledness, this insecurity. And the reason why we have it is because, yes, we are clinging to God, but we're also clinging to things and to people and to circumstances that can change. Now, God never changes. But our finances change, and what people think about us change, and just our circumstances change. The book of James, I'm in chapter 1, that's where a lot of my material is coming from, and it says this in verse 117, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God, our Father who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. In other words, the weather changes, the sun changes direction, God does not change. And while God never changes, what we believe about him might change if we have that divided loyalty. And never does a divided loyalty make its debut more present than when you and I are in a waiting season. And that worry and just deception, and really the saddest part about it is that doubt that we have in God's dream. But what if God was using these waiting seasons in our life, and I believe that he is, to build faith? In that same chapter in the book of James, popping back up to verse 2 in the first chapter, it says, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. In other words, I cannot think of a harder time of testing than when you and I are waiting on God, when we are waiting and watching his promises come to pass. Because oftentimes, what will happen is our hope will fade. And instead of pressing forward to God, we might pull away and become very passive. And all of a sudden, that other thing or person that we're putting our security in, that pops up and we begin the divided loyalty dance. Church on Sunday, believing God strong. Monday hits. Indecisiveness comes as we look at maybe our bank statement or we read a text from what somebody else said or we watch the news at what's going on, right? Inside of these waiting seasons, just like it said in there, that God uses these seasons to build our faith. That the testing that we receive is there to make our faith grow. Now, just like when I go to the gym and I lift weights, it is the lifting of the weight and the recovery time afterward that actually builds muscle. God uses WAIT to build faith in our spiritual muscle. And see, here's what I believe. I believe that more than anything, especially when we're talking about dreams, that God always has this waiting season, this holy pause, because he wants to build faith in us so that our faith will remain in the dream builder and not merely in the dream. In other words, he's working to free you from the divided loyalty. And let me give you another picture of this inside of Scripture. when the Israelites left Egypt and they were inside the wilderness, God gave them the provision of manna. Every day the manna would fall from heaven and the Israelites would have the nourishment that they needed for that day. And then when they got into the promised land, after they were in the wilderness for 40 years, in the book of Joshua in chapter 5, it says that the manna stopped coming down and that they transitioned from eating manna to eating the fruit of the land. And so in this time that the Israelites had received their dream and were experiencing the dream coming to pass, the Bible also tells us that as the years went by, they forgot about depending on God. They forgot. And their faith instead was in the provision instead of the provider. Listen to Deuteronomy 8, chapter 3. It says this about the manna. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone, but rather we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, just like inside of their waiting wilderness season, God used that time to teach them dependence on Him alone so that there would not be this divided loyalty, but that also that they would feast on that word every single day, that we live in dependence upon that, right? Sometimes God has us in a waiting season for the same reasons, so that once you see that promise come to pass, whatever it is, that your faith will rest in Him and not in the answer or in your dream coming to pass. And inside of the scripture in Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 and also in the book of James, we see how you and I can have the ability to walk through a waiting season in victory. Because let's be honest and real, waiting seasons are hard. They're not easy. They pull on our faith. And the answer to that is this. As we ask God to give us a daily word in our waiting season, the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with faith and clarity to live with great expectation so that we can believe before we see. It's the Holy Spirit. It's asking God, right? It says this in asking God for that word. It says this in James 1, verse 5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. Ask God. In other words, it's about asking God every day for a word. Give me my daily manna, Lord. Give me my daily manna. And so every day we can come to the Lord and ask Him to speak to us. And I need that word every day. And it is through that word that I'm able to walk by faith and maintain that hope and that sense of direction when I can't see things yet. If you listened to our podcast last week, I was talking about the alabaster jar, and I was sharing the fact that I had an alabaster jar that God actually asked me to use for Treasured Ministries, and it was this bank account, this savings account that was given to me when I was a little girl, and it was presented to me that this was my security. I mean, that's exactly what my parents told me. And of course they did because, you know, they're very loving people. They care about me. And that was a good thing. But I heard that for all of my life, that this was your security. I mean, I can hear my mom saying that now. And she was doing that to give me a little nest egg to protect myself. And for whatever reason, she would always say things like, if something happens to your husband, or you end up in an abusive situation, or this or that. And it always sort of revolved around, if the marriage didn't work, this is your security. Now, I am married to this wonderful man, okay? So that all worked out great. But there's other things in life that can fall apart. And because I was told over and over again, this is your security, I was scared to death to ever touch that money. But when God called me to start Treasured Ministries, that's exactly what he told me through that story of the alabaster jar, was that he wanted me to use that as seed money to start Treasured Ministries. Well, I did do it, but I did it halfway. I kept a part of the money still in that account, right? Saving it. It's just sort of sitting in there. I mean, I was sort of like the, in the parable of the talents that said, I don't want to spend this money because I don't want to lose it, right? Even though God was calling me to surrender all of it, I was afraid to do it. And in the natural, that makes complete sense. And I'm not advocating by this podcast by any means that you all need to go out and do this, because the truth is that you don't follow a person, you follow the Holy Spirit, and everybody's alabaster jar is different. For me, God wanted me to surrender that. And I think that a part of that was because it was drilled into my head, this is your security, that you can always have something to stand on, right? And so, but God called me to surrender that, but I didn't do it all the way. I didn't do it full and all the way. And so last week, as I was preparing for that message on Mary and the alabaster jar, the Lord put his finger on that for me and said to me, it's time to break it all the way. And I heard the Lord loud and clear, and I did it, but not without, at every step of the way, doubting. I mean, I went online to do it, right? And then said, this is crazy. I'm not going to do it. This isn't the safe thing to do or whatever. And then I would turn it away, and then I would have to go back and do it. But can I tell you that every morning, what I've been doing is saying, God, give me a word. Meet me in your word. Give me a word. And in my quiet time, as I press into God, I'm able to hear his words. And there's a peace that passes understanding that comes. Now, I have had to do this every day. I mean, I did take that step. And I'm using that money as seed money to sow inside of Treasure Ministries for something that we want to do, and also in other memories. So I'm using it to break it completely, to sow it. But even after taking that step to get to those funds, I mean, every morning when I've woken up, I've said, am I crazy? Is this nuts? And so I have to go back to God. Lord, speak to me through your word. And the Holy Spirit is faithful. John 14:16-17 says that he leads us into truth, that he's our guide, and that he gives to us. And that John 14:12 says that he's our power, that he's the ability when we don't have ability, right? And so as the Holy Spirit gives me the word, it is like nourishment to my heart that's watering those seeds that God put in me. And when I wake up, and it's almost like I can wake up and I can hear my mother saying, this is your security. And then I get inside the word, and then God speaks to me, and what I see is, oh, no, no, no. That was never my security. God is my security. And there's actually a measure of freedom in my life now because I've let go of that alabaster jar. But what I wanted you to see through this story is that I had to go back to God on a daily basis and ask Him for a word of faith, a word of encouragement, because it's so easy for us to doubt. As we ask God to give us a daily word in our waiting season, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and fills our heart with faith and clarity so that you and I can live by faith before we see. Clarity is so important these days, isn't it? Because we have information coming at us and everybody's got an opinion, and walking by faith just makes things so easy. And I'm not talking about following the rules that are laid out in the Word. I'm talking about going to God's Word and saying, Lord, what is my word for today? The Nourish Bible Study, and you may be saying, you know, I don't even know how to start doing that. Well, the Nourish Bible Study method, that is exactly what Nourish is designed to do. It's designed to teach you how to hear from God through His Word. That's it. And there's lots of things that we can pull away from the Bible. We can memorize scripture. But for the Nourish Bible Study method, it is completely designed with this end in mind: teaching women how to hear from God through His Word, step by step. To me, if you don't make room for the Holy Spirit when you're reading the Bible, you completely miss out on experiencing God. And so that's what Nourish can do. If you've gone through this podcast and if you said, yeah, I heard you, but, and you know, da da da, and I just need to, I want you to go to nourishbiblestudymethod.com and take our 21-day challenge and learn about the Nourish Bible Study method. And then begin to just walk by faith as you learn how to discern God's voice through His Word. Now, one of the ways that you can do that is you can go and take our 21-day challenge. And once you do that, then you're going to need a way to apply the Nourish Bible Study method. And so the second thing that you can do is you can sign up for our weekly Word devotion. This is completely free, and you can go to www.treasuredministriesweeklyword.com and sign up. And every Monday, you'll get a devotion delivered right to your inbox with a Nourish scripture at the bottom and something we call our Nourish Notes pages. Now, the Nourish Notes pages are great because then after you read your devotion, you can download those Nourish Notes pages, print them, and they will provide a way for you to journal and apply the Nourish Bible Study method because it gives you a quick reference guide, okay? And so not only will you have a devotion, but you can go to God's Word and ask God to speak to you through His Word. And so I want to invite you to learn more about Nourish and to sign up for our weekly Word so that you can have that daily manna from God. God's Word is the nourishment that you need for your journey, especially inside of a waiting season. Divided loyalty yields that indecisiveness in our life. When we keep our faith in God, we gain clarity and we live with great expectation. And as we ask for God to speak to us, and as we start walking by faith in God's Word, God will build faith in us so that our faith will be in the dream builder and not the dream. Thanks so much for listening in today, everybody. I want to invite you and ask you to introduce one friend today to the Treasured Ministries podcast. We've just recently launched, And we depend on word of mouth to get our podcast out there. And so won't you send, you can text very easily, text this message to a friend and invite them to subscribe. We can be found on the podcast app. You can easily download the podcast app and then download our and then subscribe to the Treasured Ministries podcast. Thanks so much for listening in today, everybody, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.